All right, then Lauren interviewed Sheikh Abdul Bashir. She kind of lectured him, actually, on not appreciating his TNA opportunity, and instead said he is using his exposure to express disdain for the United States, which is kind of weird, because doesn't TNA actually play his videos? I mean, does he control the show, or does TNA control the show? Because it's a little odd to blame TNA for this propaganda, or it's tough to not blame TNA for the propaganda and instead shift the blame to a guy who isn't running the show. Anyway, he said he isn't to blame. He said that through hard work, he reached an ungodly level of success in this country. He said he's given unionized Americans his work, but unfortunately, a few years ago, some horrible, heinous act that he knew nothing about took place, 9/11, and then, like that, America took all of its hard work away from him. Which, again, he's playing up what he originally was going to be doing in WWE with this angle that kind of got screwed up. And the idea behind this character and his previous WWF character is he's in the right that there were a lot of hardworking people who looked like terrorists to Americans who don't get out much or live in a part of the country where there's lots of white people and not a lot else, or lots of whites and blacks but not a lot else, or lots of whites, Hispanics, and blacks but not a lot else. And so you can have sympathy for him, but the problem comes in where the way he expresses his anger or the way that he reacts to it makes him a heel. That he takes it out now, he takes out his victimhood on other innocent people. And they're playing this card well with him. I mean, I think they're doing a good job with that. He said now he's determined to take back what is his, and he doesn't mind torturing innocent victims or innocent civilians along the way. He spoke in Farsi and then concluded, "You tell Lady America, I don't love her anymore." Then Bashir took on Consequences Creed. Creed won this one in 3 minutes. The match ended after just a minute when Bashir scored the pin with a schoolboy with his feet on the middle rope. The ref restarted the match because fans told the referee what happened. How often does that happen? Anyway, after the referee started it, Creed went for a sunset flip. Bashir held onto the top rope. At this point, the ref kicked Bashir's hands free from the top rope and then counted three. So the problem here is, I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to justify that Bashir feels the system's against him, because how often do referees reverse decisions or interfere on behalf of a babyface? So now you've got essentially a misdirected patriotic referee who thinks Bashir's a terrorist when he's not, or a referee who's upset with what Bashir's saying about America, and so he's willing to go even further to help his opponent, and that just plays into Bashir's anger and justifies Bashir as a heel feeling the way he does. So that'll make sense. Problem is, Consequences Creed gets hurt by this, because if you're Creed, you don't exactly gain a lot of credibility with fans if you're winning your matches because the referee is completely on your side. Anyway, afterward, in a weird angle that I didn't like, Bashir argued with the ref and slapped him. The ref, Shane Soule, fired back with a barrage of punches. He ripped off his ref shirt and clotheslined a stunned Bashir over the top rope to the floor. The crowd popped for this. I mean, I give them that. Ref Earl Hebner walked out, tried to calm down the referee, who had the build of a wrestler, by the way. I just didn't like this because it just was corny. I mean, to have a referee end up beating up a wrestler, I mean, Mike Tenay needs to say, this referee, Shane Soule, he used to be an independent wrestler and he's actually training to be a wrestler again, or something like that. But this notion that, you know, the typical image of a referee can beat up a wrestler, I just think you don't go there. But if there's a bigger storyline, I'm willing to wait to see it play out and give them credit at that point. Borash interviewed Kevin Nash. He said that there's no doubt he's been a career guide for Joe, but he said last week there's no doubt he lost his temper around Joe. Nash agreed that he did. I still can't get over how lame that was. It was totally there was no reason that Nash blew his temper the way he did. I mean, if there was something Joe did to trigger Nash's temper, that'd be fine, but it just didn't seem believable that Nash would act the way he did. Nash solemnly said, "I did fracture a 6-month relationship. I hope I can get it back." Borash asked if he can still talk to Joe. Nash laughed and said he'd like to, but he said after what happened, he doesn't think Joe will listen to him. Nash said he's heard what Sting has to say, and there's some truth to it. So if Joe won't listen to him, maybe he'll listen to Sting. Then Lauren interviewed James Storm and Robert Roode, asked them what their huge announcement was. They said they're going to be in a video game. They got very, very excited. The Wall Street Millionaire celebrated like a little boy on Christmas morning about the fact that he was going to be in a video game. He did kind of explain it later. He said that they're going to get residuals from it, and he's excited about the windfall of money that they might get. Super Eric, Sharkboy, and Curryman entered the picture. Super Eric said they're going to be sure they're ousted from the video game. Roode said he'll do what it takes to prevent that. Curryman said to Roode that Moderation is the key. Storm told him to jump back into his bad Japanese movie. Sharkboy said the reason Storm drinks is to forget the time that they got drunk and played Kissing Cowboy. They being Storm and Rude. So we got a little Brokeback reference there regarding those two. Tanay and West were shown on camera. They promoted the rest of the show, including Abyss wrestling for the first time in 6 months. A video package aired on Abyss. Then Lauren interviewed the beautiful people and Kip James. Kip told Lauren to show more respect to the beautiful people. Velvet Sky said that she and Angelina Love have a special challenge for Taylor Wilde. They want to humiliate her, so it's going to be Taylor versus Love in a first-ever Beautiful People beauty pageant, including a talent competition, evening gown contest, and a swimsuit challenge next week. Kip said he had some outfits for Love to try on. Then a vignette aired on the Knockouts division. Gail Kim has been edited out of it, which was interesting. She was in it last week. All right, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, hour 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with the VIP membership, including around 50 VIP exclusive audio shows per month start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter where you can have it delivered to your doorstep. All 16 pages every week with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with a newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.